That was Jade Visions from Bill Evans live at the Village Vanguard on 88.5 Kinex, KNKX.
And that is Brant Fisher, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Welcome to the show, Brant. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here too.
Brant has selected some fantastic jazz for the show tonight. A lot of it live, including Miles Davis, Errol Garner, Joe Lovano a little bit later, and more Bill Evans, so stick around. And Brant, let's get to know our School of Jazz guest DJ. Just turned 18, a senior out of Edmonds Woodway High School, saxophone player there, doubles on tenor and alto sax. Now, you grew up with a piano in the house, which I think is always just a great luxury these days. It used to be every house had a piano. And I wonder why you decided to go for a reed instrument rather than play the piano.
I remember just plunking out things on the piano, so I've always played piano a little bit by ear. And I started playing the tenor just about a year ago after I'd already been playing alto for 5 years. And the tenor just really spoke to me. So I think it's interesting how you can never have picked up something, but then the moment you do, you realize that that's the thing for you.
Some fantastic saxophone players on the show, including George Coleman, Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane, Joe Lovano, Charlie Parker, too. And we're going to get into this next set with Kenny Garrett. Now, tell me why you picked this tune from Kenny.
Now, I don't really remember who introduced me to it, but I just love the melody of the song, and Kenny Garrett has a really different sound from a lot of alto players that I'd been used to, like Cannonball Adderley and even Charlie Parker. So I just think he has a really different sound and also an intensity to the recording that I really like.
Brant Fisher, our School of Jazz guest DJ on 88.5.
This next one will be by Kenny Garrett. This is November 15th on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to 88.5 KNKX. That was Miles Davis with Milestones from a Miles Live in Europe album.
And you're listening to Brant Fisher, our School of Jazz guest DJ. Fantastic up-tempo version of a song from about 7 years earlier. This time around, it's the second classic quintet. George Coleman, saxophone, Herbie Hancock at the piano. Brant Fisher, an 18-year-old senior sax player out of Edmonds Woodway High School under the direction of Jake Bergevin there. Plays mostly tenor these days, but also knows his way around the alto saxophone, and we're going to hear plenty of both, including Cannonball Adderley with John Coltrane in the next set. Brant, we were talking a little bit in our last break about how you found jazz to just be a natural fit for you. Any idea why? What is it about jazz that turns you on, man?
For me, it's kind of just an attitude. And I think I was initially interested in it because it was something that was going on in the area. I'd gone to the summer camp the past few years, and there was a jazz band there, and I was really inspired by those people because those are the best musicians, and the best ones were doing jazz. But when I got into high school, it was really just the attitude of the people I was around. To see these people just so into music and into the musicians and just the technical parts of it, but also the like emotional parts of it, I was really inspired by those people and just to convey that attitude and pick up what they were doing. So.
Interesting that you mentioned the emotion that people are playing with, the intensity. And this seems to be that's going to be one of the tricky parts when you're a young player is how do you get emotion into your playing? Have you figured that out yet?
I think for all musicians, that's kind of the goal as musician. I was listening to this Joe Lovano interview the other day, and he was talking about how the ballad especially is just one of the most essential parts of being a musician because that really conveys your emotions as a musician. And I think that's something that musicians are always working on, is just trying to convey their own experiences and putting that into the music. And as a young musician, it's mostly trying to get away from the technical part of it and get on to the more spiritual or emotional part. But that also means that you have to have your technical things down, and you need to spend a lot of hours working on those so that you can focus on the other things.
Right. And we've been listening to some live jazz tonight. We've got a lot more coming. There's something about that live jazz experience too that really seems to be the epitome of what's going on. When you're playing live, you're also learning about jazz. And I wonder if you've been able to learn lessons while you're playing. Do you find that's the case?
It's definitely the case. I think so much of jazz education is really focused on learning out of the books, learning your scales, arpeggios, but then the real representation of your skill is when you get into a jam session with people you don't know and you got to try to communicate with them. And it really just kind of puts you in your place. It's very humbling. And I've learned a lot of lessons that way, too.
Brant Fisher is our School of Jazz guest DJ, the senior at Edmonds Woodway High School sax player. The Strings coming in next with Charlie Parker. Why'd you pick something from Charlie Parker with strings?
Just him playing it with strings, it just creates just such this such an atmosphere. And it's just it's something really beautiful. And it's something I hadn't really heard before. A saxophone player playing with strings in a jazz piece as well. It's just something really unique. This next one is Just Friends. You're listening to 88.5 KNKX. Thank you.
Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Listening to 88.5 KNKX. That was the Burning Cannonball Adderley in Chicago. That was Limehouse Blues. He's playing with John Coltrane there.
fantastic. Errol Garner from the Complete Concert by the Sea, recently remastered and sounding better than ever. That was Night and Day from Mr. Garner, and Charlie Parker kicking things off with Just Friends. Here's my new friend Brant Fisher, our School of Jazz guest DJ on Evening Jazz from KNKX. My name's Abe, of course, but Brant's picked all the music for this hour. Brant, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about building your own combo and forming a combo of students from up in the Edmonds Woodway area.
I mean, small group jazz has always really inspired me, so the most reasonable thing to do would be to put my own group together so I could start making this music for myself. Initially, I just found people from my school. I've kind of been a leader in that sense, in that I've put my own group together. I pick the songs, and I've been trying to organize gigs and stuff. It's just the struggle of being a musician, you know? I'm trying to put my own gigs together, put a combo together just to express myself. So it's just a project, you know? It's fun.
Now, you've had a chance to see a lot of great musicians and even be tutored by some of them, including a couple trips to the Centrum Jazz Workshop.
The people at Centrum, the faculty, they all have these diverse and very interesting musical experiences, so they all have something to bring to the table. One workshop with Kendrick Scott, the great drummer, yes. I was in this workshop, and something that he was talking about was making your own playing more spontaneous, and how if you think about a lick that you shouldn't play it, and that you should be focusing more on the conversation and being in the moment, talking with the other musicians musically. And I thought that was a really interesting point. So just to take the focus off yourself and more on what's happening in the present and what's happening in your group.
Brant Fisher, our School of Jazz guest DJ, the 18-year-old senior at Edmonds Woodway High School, sax player there. The band under the direction of Jake Bergevin, done a great job up in the Edmonds Woodway area. And we're going to hear four guys in a conversation live with John Coltrane in their hearts.
This next one is some live Joe Lovano. It's called Ballad for Train from his record Tones, Shapes, and Colors on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Was the Joe Lovano Quartet playing Ballad for Train from his album Tones, Shapes, and Colors on 88.5 KNKX.
You're listening to Evening Jazz with our School of Jazz guest, DJ Brant Fisher, 18-year-old senior out of Edmonds Woodway High School. Tenor sax is his focus right now, but he's been playing the alto for a few years as well. And as I mentioned, a senior. Brant, do you have plans for music life after high school? You're going to study jazz in college? What's the plan?
I think in my college search, I'm certainly looking for schools that have a jazz program and, hopefully a prestigious one at that, where I can really enhance my own musical skills and play with some great people that can inspire me. So I'm definitely looking for jazz programs.
That said, do you think you'll make a career as a jazz musician, or do you have other career plans?
It's really hard to say right now, because I think you got those 4 years in college where you're really deciding what you want to do. And I don't think I'm not really having to decide right now. I really want to go and see what I really want to do.
That's right. Let's not bug Brant about his major quite yet. We got one more song before you take off. And it's been a lot of fun. Some fantastic sax players on the show tonight. But bookending the show, your hour, we began with some live Bill Evans. We were finished with some live Bill Evans. And as a sax player, I wonder what you enjoy about listening to a piano player like Bill.
Well, I think with any jazz recording, I'm really just looking for a certain vibe and a certain emotion it just has to make me feel something. And I think Bill Evans, for me, just has his harmonic development and his touch to the piano, it has really an emotional effect to me, and more so than other players sometimes. It's just something that really spoke to me, especially live things. It just amazes me how he can develop a song in such a way and convey a message just in one take live. And it's just an amazing thing. It's beautiful.
You can follow along with more on our website, schoolofjazz.org. And of course, connect with us online at knkx.org. Brant Fisher, thank you so much for being here. This is a wonderful night.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's wonderful to be here and share some of my own selections with jazz listeners out there. So thank you so much.
And your final selection?
My final selection is Bill Evans at the Montreux Jazz Festival playing one of his essentials, I Loves You Porgy, on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you.